Let's begin in the inn. We're in chapter 25. Let's write our story staged in a venta. Now think of the times we've seen inns. They're always a castle for Quixote de la Mancha, the hero, the hassle to every innkeeper and toda España. But it's really just part of a shtick, una maña. Hay posada en la venta? A stranger has entreated. The keeper speaks to he who seeks a room that he be seated, because for him the inn is empty, and can any room he pick out, just a house Master Peter al Duque de Alba he would kick out. Who's that? Quixote asks of the man with the patch, the man with the monkey and the puppets to match. Why, that's Maese Pedro, responds the ventero. And his monkey sees it all from the past and present, pero the future isn't clear to him, and neither is the rest. He rarely errs, but sometimes shares and doesn't know it best. Two coins for the truth, solo dos and nothing more. So get your questions ready, many wonders are in store. As we wait for the master in the history lounge shelf, you know, he talks more than six men, he drinks more than 12. One look at the monkey, and Quixote says, vamos, este Sancho y yo. Que piche pillamo, that is, Don Quixote would like the future read, but the monkey sees no future as the keeper just said, so Sancho takes his turn and he asks con nobleza, Señor Monísimo, que de Teresa? And so the monkey listens and then hops to Pedro's shoulders, Pedro's next words unexpected, his action even bolder, Quixote, you're the greatest knight that anybody sees, on his knees he decrees those legs the pillars of Hercules. Astounded by the recognition, shocked into a new condition, how does he know of their mission, where's the monkey get his vision? DQ to Sancho, with the devil he's made a pactio. Well, Sancho says, must be a very dirty patio. No, silly Sancho, un pacto, but let's keep it to ourselves and exercise some tacto. All the same, let's play the game and ask him about the cueva. Maybe he can give some información nueva. And so at Sancho's behest, DQ puts forth the query. The monkey yields an answer, but then grows very weary. Maese Pedro says that some was false and some was true, but that's all we'll get till Friday. The monkey is through. And so it's time to watch the show, no more of these delays. On account of Don Quixote, there's no charge to he who stays in the inn this evening to take in the many wonders, and unbeknownst to Pedro, aun the many blunders. But no more of this buildup. Let suspense cease. Operibus verite et non verbis. Now at this time we reach the capítulo's end, and whose voice do we hear but our Benengeli friend? But is it really him, more or less, I'd suggest? He's been translated, it's stated, so we'll do our best to interpret and sort through all these narrative frames, and stay above, not without love, these Cervantine games. And who am I that's speaking? And whose thoughts are you peeking? A relator, a translator, do I have your faith? I'm tweaking all the facts, but you know this, and you listen just the same. It's intriguing, but for all the fibs, Miguel is not to blame, so I'll keep on my narration, and I'll tell what happens next, and you'll wonder what's not true, what I've added to the text. Crowd of Trojans at the ready, boy's voice rising steady, some drums they are hit, and the cannon doesn't quit. Verdadera historia is what we'll see today. Melisendra's been captured, Gaiferos on the way, but only with a push from El Suegro Carlo Magno turns his back on the knight when he tells the young man to go. But he doesn't, you see, cause El Muchacho doesn't say it. Instead, a moro kisses Melisendra, she does spray it. And Quixote calls him out on this pointed desvío. Niño, niño, he says, your story's curving like a río. And so it is, putting events on delay, and in that Moorish castle, Melisendra will stay. But now the boy brings Gaiferos riding toward his wife, and now she falls her skirt, gets caught, she doesn't lose her life. A second interruption, too flowery, says the master. A third comes when Quixote calls the bells a false disaster. But that isn't last, we're in the present, not the past. El ingenioso caballero stands up really fast. Contra tanta morisma, he'll unleash his ire. But first he must boldly declare his desire. Deteneos, he yells, malnacida canalla, si le sigáis, conmigo sois en la batalla. Y diciendo y haciendo, that's saying and doing. They're one and the same here, and logic eschewing, Quixote does thrust and slice and slay, and finishes all in dos credos, let's say. Protests from Pedro do nothing to stop him, and if the master doesn't duck, Quixote might lop him con cara títere that the dawn does destroy. And finished, he declares, un knight andante soy. If it weren't for me, all the troubles you did see would have kept on without stopping. Pedro doesn't agree. Una voz enfermiza, muy lenta, sin prisa. And the puppeteer, you won't find here a single trace of risa. Fui señor de España, tenía gente que me servía. Hoy no tengo una almena que pueda decir que es mía. And Pedro laments, but the question remains, are we to send some pity to the master for his pains? Quixote blames enchanters for his thinking fake was real. Let the haggling commence. Let the master strike a deal for his puppets now defaced. His livelihood in ruins. Now Sancho and the innkeeper will set the price for new ones. Just 4.5 reales for the king. 5.25 Charlemagne's a worthy thing. And he could have paid less, but Quixote deals with honor. Though finish up, he says, now I'm hungry. Let's get on, sir. A couple coins for Melisendra. DQ says, now hey there. She's holgándose en Francia con su esposo now. Play fair. Okay, okay, it must be her doncella, 60 maravedis, and that's all, now pay up, and so on for the rest, dos reales for the monkey, and everybody went away, but something still was funky. A Of course, I refer to the issue of the master. Is he who he says he is? If not, straight disaster for our preconceived opinions of the caballero's deed. Did he really wrong the patched one and hurt someone in need? Well, Cide Hamete starts a new conversation in the capítulo entrante that rocks the foundation of our established understanding of the whole situation with a cross-reference narrator that goes internation. Juro como católico cristiano, says Cide, as truly as a Catholic, el traductor dice. And what can we do but take him at his word, though this Moorish yield to Catholics is truly absurd. And the truth is that Pedro is Ginés Galeote, the worst of the gang liberated by Quixote. And this, says the narrator, and changes all things, exposing Master Peter for the bad news that he brings. Ginés de Pasamonte, who stole poor Panza's ride, who ran and stoned Quixote and robbed him of his pride, Ginés de Pasamonte, that charlatan and writer, did hatch a new scheme and thereby make his fortune brighter. And from the mouth of Cide, with translator mediating, our narrator recorded by Cervantes never fading, the reader sees the truth, the reader being us, or maybe just you, because me you shouldn't trust. I float just above, or perhaps right in between, and deliver all in rapper's form just as you here have seen. I leave Quixote here, and here I leave you too. Please advance with vigilance, and never let lies through without their due digestion, and as much they do deserve, for you, idle reader, are whom they're meant to serve.